2015 grant, 14 grant that we did. And then in relationship to this particular grant, I did talk to the county about, or the county assessor and collector about some of the county revenue type things that they were asking for. But there's a lot of stuff in there that I really can't fill out because it is specific to the county and your entity.
Now, you mentioned Friday. Did you mean this Friday?
Unfortunately, ma'am, yes, I did. Friday's the 2nd.
Yeah, so if we can, we will help facilitate that and get it done.
Yeah. And I can always try to ask on the conference call for a waiver today or whatever, but I don't know that the CDBG would give me a waiver to extend that.
Like I say, I think our attorney's looking at it now, and as soon as we hear back, we'll know more. And as soon as we know more, we'll, if we have that phone call, then you'll be invited to it.
Okay.
By phone. Right?
Either that or in person, whatever, our schedules end up being.
Mm-hmm. We just have to get 24 hours notice.
Okay. I will make whatever works happen.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheney County Collector presenting tax surplus funds per revised Missouri Statute 140.230.
Collector, and I'm here to present the surplus funds. The collector had the tax lien sale last Monday, and any property that was sold for more than the taxes and fees have a surplus fund. That fund is turned over to the treasurer, and I have a sworn statement that came through the clerk's office of how much my check is for. It's for $367,692.69. I turn that over to the treasurer per RSMO 140.230.1. Then she will hold that, other than the redemption process, these funds are to be held up to 3 years. That's per statute RSMO 140.230.2. Lien holders may make claim for these surplus funds upon providing proof of claim. And at the end of the 3 years, any funds that haven't been claimed shall become permanent school fund of the county. So I'm just asking for your approval of a statement by the commission.
It'd been a day or two since I'd read that statute. I wanted to see if they'd changed it since then.
There's a little bit of change about the term. The 3 years would be the max. It says that, 90 days following the expiration of the redemption period. You've got for A's and B properties, redemption period is 1 year, but a C property could be 90 days. So, but it could go up to the year and a half, of course, if they don't go through. So it could be much earlier than the 3 years.
What I wanted to check to be sure and turn it to the treasurer, the way that they redeemed it, they had changed it, because in our motion, then we wanted to be sure and make that we gave the authority to the treasurer and collector to, so they don't have to go back to the county commission like it says in three. So they don't petition the county commission for the surplus. So we turn it over. I make a motion. Any questions? I make the motion, according to statute 140.230, that the collector turn the surplus over to the treasurer and give them the authority per the statute, to distribute the surplus to those that apply for it.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Field dirt agreement.
Questions on it?
No.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Danny Bell and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bid recommendations for bifold hangar door replacement number 202207. -501.
Morning, Commissioner.
Morning.
We're hearing reference to bifold hangar door replacement, RFP 202207-501. We received one bid from Brookline Doorworks out of Springfield. It came in at $52,525. We are here to ask for an award to Brookline Doorworks.
Is that what you want?
That's what we need. Okay.
Did we have a? Oh, actually, did we have a rough estimate of what we thought it was going to cost?
Back last year, I was planning around $40,000. It is 7 to 10 months out to get the door, so we'll push us to next year. But
move to award bid number 202207-501 to Brookline Door Works of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agreement for day cab semi truck number 22-100 Road and Bridge.
This is the agreement.
Yes.
They didn't sell it?
Devin, do they still have that truck?
Devin.
Devin, do they still have that truck? Do they still have the truck?
Yes, I drove by there yesterday.
Well, I didn't know if they sold it out from under us again or not.
I gave them the PO number, so.
I move to approve the agreement for the date cab semi truck file number 22-100RB between Ozark Kenworth Inc., doing business as MHC Kenworth in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for electrical work, number 22-099, maintenance. I have a letter dated, received a letter dated August 26, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This agreement is between Castro Electric Incorporated and Taney County.
Yes.
Is
Move to approve the agreement. Was there any questions?
No.
Okay.
I was
making sure before.
Yeah.
Move to approve the agreement for electrical work by and between Taney County and Castro Electric.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Lease agreement with H&A Aircraft Services, LLC, number 22-097, Air. I have a letter dated August 26th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the lease as to form. This lease agreement is between Taney County and H&A Aircraft Services, LLC.
Said the leased hangar space had been modified.
Yes, last year they leased half of that hangar from us. They'll be leasing pretty much all of it other than space for two helicopters and then an increase in the rate.
They've been a good tenant.
Yes. Yep.
Move to approve the lease agreement with H&A Aircraft Services, LLC, by and between H&A Aircraft Services, LLC of Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Addendum to Animal Control Jurisdictional Agreement number 22-094, Animal Control.
Do you care if we do it all in one motion or do you need to? It doesn't matter. And then, so this is just changing the euthanasia services fees and mileage fee. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any questions?
No. I did notice there's one left out of there.
Which one?
Branson.
I don't know that we have
it. Is there an agreement separate?
Yeah, Nikki's been in discussion with them. But
yeah, that's on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Conditions were a little different, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the addenda animal control jurisdictional agreements. Third addendum with Village of Bull Creek. Third addendum with City of Forsyth. Third addendum with City of Hollister. Second addendum with City of Marion Woods. Third addendum with City of Rockaway Beach. And second addendum with Village of Saddlebrook and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want that table?
Sheriff's Department agreements number 22-096. Sheriff. I've received a letter dated August 26, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the management control agreements as to form.
Are these new agreements? What exactly? I mean, I know what they are, but have we not done this?
So we have not done them in the past.
Okay.
We were not aware that they were needed until the Highway Patrol came down to do a pre-audit for the FBI CJIS audit. They brought Aaron the forms and said that that's something that we were going to need in order to pass the audit, and the audit was actually the week before last, and so we didn't have this stuff back in time, but we did tell them that we were in the process, and we got the agreements came from the Highway Patrol. They forwarded them to us. That's what they're using across the state.